On this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast,
I found the combination. It gave me the feeling that I had, that I remembered when I had my first drink of alcohol. You'd probably had the same experience if you did the extracts for any period of time. You'd see some elevation in liver enzymes. I think I get back to you, just don't mess with Mother Nature. That's probably overkill, but I'm consuming this stuff daily myself. I want to make sure that it's right.
Health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and much more. My name is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to the show. All right, folks, you may have heard the recent podcast episode I recorded with this cat who designed a drink. His name is Zach Abbott. He designed a drink that you throw back. It's a little shot, and it digests the toxic byproducts of alcohol for you, meaning that you feel great the next day after you've been drinking. And while I only endorse holiday responsible drinking and responsible drinking in general, it is nice to know you can maybe sneak in an extra cocktail or a glass of wine just because that holiday party is so freaking long. And there's nothing to do but drink. So you throw back a shot of this stuff and it basically digests acetaldehyde for you, which is the chemical unwanted byproduct of alcohol. And so what they've done is they've bioengineered this probiotic to do that for you. And it works amazingly. You feel great the next day. It's very, very simple. You get a box of this stuff. You throw back a shot of it before you drink. Or if you forget, sometimes people are forgetful and you remember halfway through the party, just throw it back then. And here's the deal. They've got steep discounts going on. You go to ZBiotics, called ZBiotics, if you're in Europe, ZBiotics.com/Ben, ZBiotics.com/Ben. You get 15% off your first order when you use code Ben at checkout. 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, because you had 8 glasses of wine, and you woke up the next morning and you weren't feeling that great, they'll refund your money. No questions asked, but please don't have 8 glasses of wine. So you go to ZBiotics.com/Ben, use code Ben at checkout for 15% off. You got to try this stuff. Everybody I've told about ZBiotics, they have literally come back and said, dude, I had no clue. I was skeptical first. I was skeptical myself, but it actually works. Very interesting. So ZBiotics.com/Ben. All right, folks. Well, cold turkey might be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break a bad habit than quitting that bad habit, cold turkey. I'm not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor standing on a nail bed or something like that. I'm talking about this thing called Fume. This little thing called Fume holds a hallowed place in my fanny pack, actually. I've been hitting up the maple pepper core in that thing quite a bit. So anyways, the Fume is not a vape. It's a flavored air device. You breathe natural flavors through it. Like I said, I got the maple pepper core loaded up in mine right now. Turns out black pepper really hits the spot, so I can feel satisfied without breathing in or chewing on anything bad. It's amazing. I've got another one called the crisp mint core, so I can breathe in mint flavored air rather than a pen infused with something else. You know what I mean? That kind of bad habit that isn't good for you. Instead, you just basically use this pen, and it is an essential oil pen. It's amazing. A flavored air device. You get the taste sensation and the fidget and that hand-to-mouth action, but you don't have to feel guilty about the habit. It's a good habit to have. They have a whole bunch of natural, delicious flavors. It's not a vape. Don't get me wrong. It's a natural air device. It's fully legal. It doesn't have anything bad in it. I even use it on an airplane. I get a few funny looks with people who think I'm vaping on an airplane, even though I'm not. It's just basically flavored air, and it tastes great. I found it made my cravings go out the window. It's weird. It's a crazy life hack, but it works, and it's super sexy and cool looking too. So it's called Fume, F-U-M. You can get 10% off this thing if you go to tryfume.com, tryfume.com, use code Ben to save 10%. So you can accelerate humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up what's called their Journey Pack today. It has a whole bunch of cool flavors, including that crisp mint core and the maple pepper core, two of my favorites. So again, tryfume.com/Ben and use code Ben to save 10% off your order from Fume, F-U-M. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology. And the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor. Okay, so this podcast today is one that I'm excited about because if you've been following me on social media, for example, you've seen me occasionally like holding up this little blue bottle and drinking it and then saying, this is the most amazing thing ever. I've got euphoria. It's my new discovery. I haven't skipped a dose in like, I don't know, like 7 weeks since I started taking it. And anyway, so the story behind this stuff is I was down in Austin, Texas, and my friend Khalil, who runs this wonderful series of coffee shops and juice bars down there. He doesn't like when I call it a coffee shop, so we'll call it a juice bar, called Sun Life Organics. He wanders out there as I'm sitting at a table a few months ago in Austin, and is like, have you tried this stuff? And he pops a bottle down in front of me, and it's this little blue bottle that says, feel free. And at that point, the only time I'd heard of it was, I believe it was Paul Check who had mentioned that he'd been trying this stuff, and I just kind of shrugged it off. And then Khalil gave me a bottle, and as I'm prone to do, I just drank it. You know, that occasionally is something that has given me bouts of explosive diarrhea in the past, just trying random supplements without asking too many questions. But I like Khalil. He like tries all this amazing stuff, sources the best stuff from around the world. So I tried it. And I was off to record a podcast. Again, like the smartest thing to do, try some new supplement before you go off to record a podcast. But I took a shot of it and, just said like plant-based herbs, whatever, on the little bottle. Tasted pretty good. And that went off and did the podcast. And during this entire show, I'll link to that podcast that it was the one with Brian Sanders. I'll link to that in the show notes. If you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/feelfreepodcast, you'll be able to find that episode that I did with Brian Sanders. And I just felt euphoric and amazing. I felt like I'd had like 4 or 5 cocktails as far as like just loosey-goosey euphoria, but without any of the cognitive deficits. As a matter of fact, I was thinking extremely clearly, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. It lasted like 6 or 7 hours. So the next day I tried it again and the same thing happened. I just felt like amazing. That day I did it before a workout, went, crushed the workout, had to just like eat breakfast because I knew I needed to have energy later on in the day, but I didn't have any hunger at all. It crushed my appetite. I felt euphoric. And so I just like kept using it day after day. And this feeling just kept coming again and again and again, sometimes one bottle a day, sometimes 2 bottles a day. So finally, I asked Khalil, I'm like, who makes this stuff? What is this stuff? This should be illegal. I got the guy's name. His name's J.W. Ross. And so I connected with him. And I was like, dude, I need to find out more about this stuff. We just needed to do a podcast. So finally, we have been able to align our schedules and get on a show. So JW, where are you at in the world right now?
I'm in Santa Monica.
Okay. All right, you guys. So JW is in Santa Monica, and he has designed and invented this stuff, and it's such a fantastic story behind it that we got to get into this on today's show. So you can go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/feelfreepodcast for the show notes and everything that we're going to talk about today. But JW, you got to tell your whole backstory, man, because it's just fascinating. You know, you gave me like the Cliff Notes version, and then I think I cut you off because I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to talk on the
the show. So tell me your backstory and how you got into like designing, I guess what might be classified as an energy or a feel good drink. Cause I don't think your background is in the nutrition industry, so to speak.
No, like the song, it's a, you know, long, strange trip. I actually started out in the oil and gas business in the 80s. Did that for a number of years, sold out of that business. It was about the late 90s. Did quite well from outward appearance, but achieved, you know, everything that I thought was success, you know, times 100, the big, you know, the planes, the cars, the big house, all that stuff. But I was very miserable. You know, through this process, my mentors that I looked up to, you know, had the motto of work hard, you know, play harder. And my drug of choice was alcohol, and alcohol kept escalating to the point that in 2008, it all, you know, came crashing down. And I went off to a 90-day inpatient treatment.
So I've been 13 years ago.
Yeah. And that's the last time I've had a drink of alcohol. So treatment was life-changing for me. I went to an interesting facility in Atlanta, Georgia, that specializes in doctors and airplane pilots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say it was so much the sessions, the formal sessions themselves, but I was living with three doctors in a condo there, and just the interaction with them and, you know, understanding that just because you can control everything else in life and be successful doesn't mean that you control everything. You know, there was one specific experience, which I've mentioned on a podcast or two before, and it was really my light bulb moment of, you know, I think why treatment worked for me. And there was the movie, we were watching the movie Beautiful Mind, about Robert Nash.
Yeah. Yeah. Russell Crowe, right?
Yeah. And at the end of that movie, he's walking along with his, you know, arch nemesis. And the guy said, you know, you look like you're doing better. And he said, do you still see them? And Russell Crowe looks over and, you know, they're walking along beside him, you know, kind of waving at him. And he said, oh yeah, I still see them, but I've learned not to engage with them. It just hit me that, you know, I'm no different than he is. He may have a more, you know, severe version of it where he's actually seeing things, but I am acting off of all these things that I, you know, that I think. And basically I've been acting my entire life that everything that I think is real. I realize that, you know, that's not the case, and I don't have to act on all that stuff. A lot of it's just noise.
Right. Well, it sounds to me like what you're referring to is the idea that our thoughts or the way that we interpret the world is often our own fabrication, with the best example being, for example, stress, right? Like in many cases, we're stressed because of the way that we framed a situation, right? Like me reading a really long email from somebody that I know I have to respond to really is not life-threatening. It's not something that's actually, when you step back and look at things, supposed to be that stressful. But then if I make it stressful or associate it with previous times of stress, all of a sudden I've turned something into a scenario that it's really not, because I've thought it to be true. That's why I like, you ever look into Byron Katie's The Work, you know, asking those questions, you know, is this true? Do I know this to be true? What if this were not true? And then kind of like reversing the statement. That's a perfect example, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, the other thing I had always prided myself on was, you know, making quick decisions. After treatment, I took about a year and a half sabbatical to try to figure out, you know, what to do in the next chapter of my life. And one of the things I did during that sabbatical was I studied neuroscience, and I discovered that the new brain, the old brain, you know, fight or flight, that, you know, that when you make quick decisions, you're using the old brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the new brain, you know, has all the data. Unfortunately, it's a very slow processor.
Yeah.
And in this, one of these books, it said, you know, a test of this is, when someone sends you an email, it's a charged email, just fire a response right back but don't send it.
I've done that, but sorry to interrupt. I've done that. I've written out long emails and not sent them. Just as a, it's almost like written catharsis, right?
Yeah. And the next morning, come back and look at that and see what your response was.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it a number of times. And what I realized was that I was misinterpreting or escalating things that didn't need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or just making really bad decisions. You know, that was another, light bulb moment for me. And then it really, it got deeper than that during the sabbatical. It was like, why were you not happy? You had all this stuff. You should have been happy. You weren't. Of course, alcohol played into that with associated depression. But, what I figured out was that you have to have money. It's about money. But it's more about doing something that you feel like, is doing something positive for society. That was a pivot into an entirely new industry, which was the fintech industry and financial technology. And I went to Southeast Asia. I was basically lived in Vietnam for about 2.5 years and launched this fintech company. And it was while I was there that I got introduced to, one of the active ingredients that's in the product. I'd been introduced to the other active ingredient decades before on a trip to Vanuatu. I was feeling a lot better. I was happier, but I still missed that feeling of, having a few drinks.
Okay, so you're saying that you were, so what part of the world were you in?
I was in Vietnam.
Okay, so you were in Vietnam when you came across this first ingredient that for you, post-alcoholism and in a state where you were still looking for a way to, I guess, like have, what were you looking for? Like more energy or a better mood or what?
I grew up in an extremely distant family. No hugging, no saying I love you. And I'm not blaming my parents. It's just the way that they were raised and the way they raised me. And I was probably even more so than they were. I was just very detached from people overall. I just really looked at people as resources to, extract what I could, wanted out of it. Mm-hmm. I realized that, I just never really felt comfortable in my own skin. I never really felt comfortable talking to people unless I was drinking alcohol. So I was looking for something to give me that social lubrication that I could, feel comfortable communicating with people.
Right, right. Got it. So you were you in Vietnam specifically like trying to hunt down a solution like that? Or was just, did you happen to be in Vietnam and then you discovered this particular ingredient that seemed to do that for you?
No, I was just there and discovered that. Mm-hmm. But ingredient, didn't really, it gave me some of what I was looking for. And then I remembered having the kava in Vanuatu, decades before, and the feeling that gave me, which again, wasn't really what I was looking for, but it was part of it.
Okay. So when you say you had kava in Vanuatu, there's a lot of people who may not know what either kava or Vanuatu is. So when did that happen? When did that fit into the equation?
That was probably, it's a long time ago. It was probably 30, 35 years ago.
Okay.
I was just over there, with a bunch of guys screwing around.
Right. And where is Vanuatu?
Vanuatu is a group of islands between New Zealand and Fiji.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Because I've come across kava before, multiple times during my trips to Kona, I believe a plant that's native to the Pacific Islands, but it's a very popular kind of like social drink. People use it, to promote like relaxation, kind of like a social lubricant. It's almost like, gosh, what's the best way I can describe it? Well, it's safer, like kids will drink it, adults will drink it. Like you drink way, 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 way too much kava, and supposedly the alkaloids in it might affect your liver. But I would drink this stuff in Kona. A lot of times there, they'll drink it out of like a traditional coconut shell. It's got kind of like this earthy flavor. Sometimes you can find it out there in tinctures or in powders, and your mouth gets just like a little bit numb when you drink it. it when you use a tincture, but you get this feeling of kind of like euphoric relaxation. It's almost like weed without the psychedelic effects, kind of.
Exactly. The beauty of it also is that, you know, it's not really inebriating. It's hard to describe, you know, it's socially lubricating, but it's not inebriating. So, and the even better benefit is that you have no crash off of it, or no feeling, you know, no down feeling the next day. So it's been used, you know, in the Pacific Islands, you know, the same way we used alcohol here for thousands of years.
Yeah. It's technically acting on, I believe, a lot of the neurotransmitter systems, kava is, which is why a lot of times it's used for like anxiety. Some people use higher amounts at night for sleep, even though daytime, kind of like CBD, you take a whole bunch of CBD at night, it can help you to sleep. You take a little bit during the daytime and it helps with just like almost a relaxed alpha zone focus. But kava will decrease, it'll decrease glutamate, which is kind of like an excitatory neurotransmitter, and then it activates all these feel-good dopaminergic neurons. It interacts a little bit with GABA, which is like the same inhibitory neurotransmitter you'd have when you have a glass of wine, for example. And, you know, of course, the idea with kava, and this is what I suspect is one of the reasons, as we get into this feel free ingredient profile, that I think that kava works is, you know, if you look at, for example, like L-theanine, which is something that helps to shift the brain into alpha brainwave zone and kind of remove a little bit of anxiety. Well, if you stack it with something excitatory like caffeine, you get all the energy of caffeine, but with like this kind of dialed in, relaxed focus that the L-theanine gives you. And so with kava, you know, it's kind of like, well, do I want to take a whole bunch of, let's say, L-theanine during the day and get too relaxed and too kind of laid back? Or is there a way to stack this with something to where I could get that laid back feeling, but at the same time get a whole bunch of just freaking energy? So the kava component, you know, well, you and I have both tried that, but basically fast forward back to Vietnam, because then you tried something else in Vietnam before I interrupted and took us down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, while I was in Vietnam, I discovered, you know, a number of different things, but one of them was kratom, which is a tree. It's in the coffee family, and the native populations take the leaves and extract a tea out of it. And it's mainly used for, you know, working long days, labor, not only, you know, working, but actually, you know, having, you know, fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very similar to how natives in Central and South America have used coca leaves for thousands of years.
Yeah. It's similar to, I believe it's actually a little bit similar to coffee in terms of the species. Yep. It's like an evergreen tree, but it's in the coffee family, and it's all over Southeast Asia. You know, I haven't talked about kratom too much on this podcast before, but it's really interesting. You're right. A lot of these, like, you know, South Pacific or, you know, Malaysian workers will use it for like just crushing 12 to 16 hour days of hard work with like a smile on their faces the whole time. In the past, I had mostly just used kratom, like, because there's different strains of kratom, which perhaps you can explain, but different strains, some, you know, again, kind of like marijuana, for example, some strains are kind of be downers, some are uppers. And in the past, I'd used kratom kind of successfully for sleep, but didn't really like the way that it made me feel. You know, I kind of got some dry mouth, a little bit of nausea, some wobbly and dizziness almost within, and didn't really like whatever strains I had tried in the past. And so for me, I'd kind of like briefly experimented a little bit with kratom, but never really kind of cracked the code on how to use it effectively. And so, so you started using it in Vietnam.
Started using it in Vietnam, and I was using it, you know, in its native form. And then when I came back to, I'd come back, you know, for a week or so every 6 months, I'd look for it here. And what I discovered was that, similar to what, you know, has been done with coca leaves, changing it into cocaine, that they were doing the same thing here with kratom. They were taking it and using, you know, solvents or CO2 and extracting just, you know, two or three alkaloids out of the 50 some that's in it and creating, you know, an entirely different thing. It was more about, you know, getting high. So I tried some of that and I really didn't like that.
Okay, so you're saying that the way kratom is traditionally extracted in US-based products is using, what's the issue? You said harsh chemical solvents, but what would be the issue that would cause it to make you feel not as good as whatever kratom that you had used in Vietnam?
The way I like to describe it to people is, because it's exactly the same, is it's the difference between coca leaves and cocaine.
Okay.
When they make cocaine, they take coca leaves, they use solvents, gasoline, and they extract 2 out of 51 alkaloids. They extract the ones, you know, that really, you know, amp you up. The issue with that is that all those other alkaloids are doing things too. Your body uses those to you know, help process, and it lasts longer. It's not this huge spike and a crash. They've done the same thing with both kava and with kratom when it got brought into the West. Is they use the same methods to create these extracts.
Isn't another issue with kratom, from what I understand, is a lot of it is, it's got like, and I think this is one reason that it's been kind of frowned upon by the FDA, for example, it tends to be really high in things like heavy metals, for example. I don't know if it bioremediates them from the soil, very similar to what cannabis does. You got to be super careful with cannabis. It, you know, like lettuce, it just sucks stuff up from the soils, herbicides, pesticides, metals, et cetera. So isn't that another issue with kratom?
It is. And fortunately, you know, the American Kratom Association has latched onto this, and they're starting to, you know, get legislation passed state by state that sets standards for testing. You have to be certified in the state. You have to test every batch. And it also outlaws high concentration extracts and synthetics, which I think is a wonderful thing, because you go back to coca leaves and cocaine, you got people in Central South America that start in their teens and chew them until they're in their 80s and have no health issues. Most people that start on cocaine, it doesn't end very well.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the way I know it's traditionally used, like in Malaysia and a lot of these areas in Southeast Asia, is just chewed. I've gotten it in powder form before. I've had it in capsule form. There's one company, my friend Mark Bell and Chris Bell, they do a supplement called Mind Bullet that's like a capsule form of kratom. And, it, you know, from an energetic standpoint, it is something, again, that I didn't experiment with too much because I could never figure out a way to really feel that great on it. But the other thing that had concerned me was the potential for, as you briefly alluded to, the impact on the body if it's not in, I guess, more of like its fully form or in terms of the way that it's extracted, because liver enzymes is another issue that a lot of people get concerned. If you look up kratom, that's one of the concerns, is potential for liver toxicity. So, but you're saying these workers will use it their entire lives and be just healthy as a horse? I mean, is that just anecdotal, or what's going on with the liver thing?
You know, I actually validated that myself, because early on when I started working on this formulation, you know, nobody had mixed these things together before. And one of the things because I was making it for myself, I was concerned, you know, is this going to cause some kind of health issue? Because I'm very,
I mean, you were just mixing up in your kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very cautious about, you know, what I put in my body. And one of the things that I did was I did much higher levels of it per day. And then I took blood chemistry and compared that to my annual blood chemistry to see if I was getting, you know, elevated liver enzymes or, you know, blood sugar change or any of that. I didn't see any of that. I went a step further. I did for a period of time some of the extracts, and I immediately saw changes in liver enzymes.
Yeah. And you know, I've been using, because I do a huge quarterly blood panel, but then I've been doing a few other panels. I have this one company called Base that's wanted to sponsor the podcast, so they keep sending these blood tests to my house. So I've done probably, like 8 different liver enzymes evaluations in the past 4 months. And you know, you told me that you had been consuming up to at one time like 6 bottles a day of Feel Free. I probably average 1.5 to 2 bottles a day, and my liver enzymes, like, they haven't changed at all in terms of any type of rise. You know, I take care of my liver. You know, I do, embarrassingly, you know, a lot of people blush when I say this on the podcast, but I do like coffee enemas, and I, you know, and take glutathione, and I'm very careful with my overall alcohol intake. And, you know, I do a lot of things to take care of my liver, but I didn't notice. And again, I realize this is fully anecdotal. I didn't notice anything in terms of liver enzymes after some, what I would consider to be some pretty significant consumption of this product over the past few months.
Yeah. And I wouldn't recommend anybody doing 6 a day. The reason I did that was I felt that eventually somebody would do that, and I wanted to be sure that, you know, it wouldn't cause issues. So I think that, you know, and then I had a series of other people kind of, you know, run the same experiment, and it got the same results. You know, from what you're talking about, if you'd probably had the same experience if you did the extracts for any period of time, you'd see some elevation in liver enzymes. I think I get back to you, just don't mess with Mother Nature.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for you, you were in Vietnam, and I don't think we really quite finished telling the story of how you went from Vietnam to mixing this stuff up in your own kitchen.
You know, I actually had come, I'd sold the FinTech company and I'd come back to California, and, you know, I was kind of looking for the next chapter in life, and, you know, but I still had this nagging thing of it just didn't feel comfortable socially. And I was sitting around one afternoon and it just popped into my head of, you know, why not try mixing the two of them together? You know, they've been used in, you know, their respective native, you know, societies for thousands of years. And, you know, why not do it, you know, in its native form and see, you know, mixing together and see what results you get. But that started me down a whole another rabbit hole, because as you mentioned before, there's various strains, you know, in produced in various places and different, you know, combinations and percentages. And I basically set up an informal lab in my house, and experimented myself, just trying different combinations of different strains, different percentages. My wife, you know, thought I had lost my mind. But I eventually, it took me about almost 2 years, a year and a half, I found the combination. It gave me the feeling that I had, that I remembered when I had my first drink of alcohol.
And what was actually in what you tried that gave you that effect?
It was the Feel Free formula.
This is the exact formula. So you can finish telling the story, but then fill us in on exactly what was in it, because I'm just curious about like ratios and strains and like you know, that's what I want to know.
It's a 5-to-1 ratio, 5 parts kava to 1 part kratom. The beauty of that again is that, you know, the kava is much easier on you, even in native form than the kratom is. So you can, mm-hmm. you can take a much lower dose of kratom, and they there's some synergy going on that they uplift each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some things going on that either one of them by themselves will not even, you just don't get that.
Yeah. Cause I like I mentioned, I've taken both kratom and kava on their own and haven't noticed anything like this.
I'd like to say that was all by grand design, because all I was looking for was something, you know, to replace alcohol. But what I discovered was that it has an extreme focusing capability that, you know, allows you to, you know, it's dose dependent, and smaller doses, it's an incredible productivity enhancement. And that's really now when, you know, people that call in and talk to me about, you know, what they're using it for and their experiences, I'd say more people are using it that way than as an alcohol alternative.
All right, folks, you may have heard the recent podcast episode I recorded with this cat who designed a drink. His name is Zach Abbott. He designed a drink that you throw back, it's a little shot, and it digests the toxic byproducts of alcohol for you, meaning that you feel great the next day after you've been drinking. And while I only endorse holiday responsible drinking and responsible drinking in general, it is nice to know you can maybe sneak in an extra cocktail or a glass of wine just because that holiday party is so freaking long and there's nothing to do but drink. So you throw back a shot of this stuff and it basically digests acetaldehyde for you, which is the chemical unwanted byproduct of alcohol. And so what they've done is they've bioengineered this probiotic to do that for you. And it works amazingly. You feel great the next day. It's very, very simple. You get a box of this stuff. You throw back a shot of it before you drink. Or if you forget, sometimes people are forgetful and you remember halfway through the party, you just throw it back then. And here's the deal. They've got steep discounts going on. You go to ZBiotics, called ZBiotics, if you're in Europe, ZBiotics.com/Ben. ZBiotics.com/Ben. You get 15% off your first order when you use code Ben at checkout. 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason because you had 8 glasses of wine and you woke up the next morning and you weren't feeling that great, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. But please don't have 8 glasses of wine. So you go to ZBiotics.com/Ben. Use code Ben at checkout for 15% off. You got to try this stuff. Everybody I've told about ZBiotics, they have literally come back and said, dude, I had no clue. I was skeptical at first. I was skeptical myself, but it actually works. Very interesting. So zbiotics.com/Ben. All right, folks. Well, cold turkey might be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break a bad habit than quitting that bad habit, cold turkey. I'm not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor standing on a nail bed or something like that. I'm talking about this thing called Fume. This little thing called Fume holds a hallowed place in my fanny pack, actually. Been hitting up the maple pepper core in that thing quite a bit. So anyways, the Fume is not a vape. It's a flavored air device. You breathe natural flavors through it. Like I said, I got the maple pepper core loaded up in mine right now. Turns out black pepper really hits the spot, so I can feel satisfied without breathing in or chewing on anything bad. It's amazing. I've got another one called the crisp mint core, so I can breathe in mint flavored air rather than a pen infused with something else. You know what I mean? That kind of bad habit that isn't good for you. Instead, you just basically use this pen, and it is an essential oil pen. It's amazing. A flavored air device. You get the taste sensation and the fidget and that hand-to-mouth action, but you don't have to feel guilty about the habit. It's a good habit to have. They have a whole bunch of natural, delicious flavors. It's not a vape. Don't get me wrong. It's a natural air device. It's fully legal. It doesn't have anything bad in it. I even use it on an airplane. I get a few funny looks with people who think I'm vaping on an airplane, even though I'm not. It's just basically flavored air, and it tastes great. I found it made my cravings go out the window. It's weird. It's a crazy life hack, but it works, and it's super sexy and cool looking too. So it's called Fume, F-U-M. You can get 10% off this thing if you go to tryfume.com, tryfume.com. Use code Ben to save 10%. So you can accelerate humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up what's called their Journey Pack today. It has a whole bunch of cool flavors, including that crisp mint core and the maple pepper core, two of my favorites. So again, tryfume.com/Ben and use code Ben to save 10% off your order from Fume, F-U-M. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology, and the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor.
The only thing I haven't liked is probably because of the GABA hammer that the introduction of alcohol would cause. The only thing I found is that if I use Feel Free and then I drink at night, like if I have a cocktail, I get sleepy. And so that's yeah. the only thing I've noticed is it seems to potentiate the sleepy effects of alcohol. But when taken separately from a cocktail, like honestly, you know, for me, it is crushing appetite cravings. Like if I just need to skip lunch and work through the day, like it's right up there with ketones as far as me not getting hungry. And then workouts, like I can roll out of bed and feel absolutely no motivation at all to go crush the kettlebells out in the gym. I'll wake up, I'll stretch, I'll do what I usually do. And then if I throw back a shot of Feel Free, I almost have to get myself out of the gym. Like it's one of those things where it feels like I've been working out for 10 minutes and I'll look at my clock and like I've done my whole 40-minute workout. And so I've found that my top two uses would be reduction in appetite cravings and also workouts. And then of course the productivity enhancement piece is absolutely amazing, as you've alluded to. So it's doing a lot of different stuff. So anyways, back to the formulation, you said 5-to-1 ratio of kava to kratom. And what about, like, are there certain strains of kava or certain strains of kratom that you tried to see what would cause the best effect? Because obviously, you know, kind of like weed, there's so many different strains.
Yeah, there's you know, let's take kratom for one example. There's three supposed main strains, but then there's, you know, a lot of sub or combination. And it's also, you know, how it's processed too, is to, you know, how it's dried. Whether it's dried in the sun or whether it's dried, you know, in the shade, there's a lot of things that change chemically, you know, and then ultimately what the function of it is. So I was able to, you know, I had the luxury of the time to, you know, work through all that. And what I can tell you is that most of them, when you mix them together, you don't get the desired results. You get either too amped up and kind of jittery, or you get what you're talking about. It's sleepy time. So it's something about these two particular strains and the percentages that create this. As you said, I mean, I get up, I'll do a half a shot, go work out. I may drink now one cup of tea a day, and I used to drink caffeine all day long.
Yeah. It seems to reduce the desire for any other stimulants. Absolutely. What about the actual strain? Like, are there, because there's like red, there's green, there's white forms of kratom. And I mean, I don't know if you're even able to share if this is like a patented, what do you call it? A proprietary type of thing. And, you know, if you don't want people to copy the strains and stuff that you've used, that's fine. You don't have to share, but I'm just curious.
It's a great question because we're actually growing some kratom in South Florida, and if you look at the tree itself and look at the leaves, a single tree can have green, white, and red veins in different leaves, depending on where it's located at on the tree. And then when you go to process it to dry it, if you put it out in the sun, it will turn red. If you don't put it in the sun, it stays green. So the ultraviolet light is or light overall spectrum is, you know, doing some things to it. And that to me is more so, you know, what's causing the differences. In my mind, the white, green, and red was more of a marketing play. The standard old thing is you take the white in the morning for energy and green in midday for, you know, euphoric, and you take the red for sleepy time.
Yeah, exactly.
And there is some correlation to that, but it's not. I can mimic that to some degree, all three of those on one tree, depending on how it's processed.
Right. So this sounds kind of like there was an article that came out, I think it was last year, about how really like indica and sativa, commonly associating indica with relaxing effects and sativa with energizing effects when it comes to cannabis, is actually kind of a thing of the past, and that really, there are certain forms of indica that are energizing. There are certain forms of sativa that can be relaxing, and ultimately, it comes down to the isolated strains themselves that are important, rather than whether it's red or green or white or something like that with kratom.
Yeah, it's really about, I mean, I've taken it a step farther. I mean, we do extensive lab testing for both contaminants and also ratios of alkaloids or colloctones. That's really what I'm looking for, because I know the profile that I need to get the right combination.
Right.
And so that's what I'm looking at to make sure that, you know, we source from two specific places, directly from the farms. But even there, you know,
yeah,
you
is that U.S. or overseas that you source from?
It's overseas. We okay. get the kratom comes in from Indonesia, and the kava comes in from Vanuatu.
Okay, so you take these strains, you mix them, and then, you know, there are certain things, and I've looked into this, that kind of like potentiate the effects of, for example, kratom. Like you can mix it with taurine, black pepper is another one that seems to potentiate the effects. Magnesium, like magnesium L3 and 8. You and I haven't talked about this behind the scenes at all, but I've already got ideas for things you could add into the formula to experiment with. But then vitamin C is one that seems to be one of the best things to combine with kratom to enhance the effects. And I don't know if it's happening like grapefruit juice to upregulate the CYP enzymes in the liver or what, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't have the bottle in front of me, but you do have vitamin C in the formula as well, don't you?
We do have, yes. And that's, you know, there, what you just described, there is a reason behind that. And what, I'm not a scientist by any means, but what I look at is how have the native populations been using it? Mm-hmm. And trying to mimic that, because there probably is some underlying science under that, but they may not know it. There's something behind that. So that's what I was trying to do. And then after doing that, I started, you know, studying more of the science, and I realized now that yes, there is an underlying science to it. And, you know, having some of these things in there in addition to just the plants themselves, you know, help with the bioavailability.
Okay. Got it. So what is the full profile? We've got kratom, we've got kava, and what else is in there?
So there's pineapple juice,
okay,
coconut cream, and that's for getting some fatty acids, lipids to help again with bioavailability. And the sweetness comes from stevia leaf, and we use what's called M stevia, which is vastly different than your table stevia would be. You won't really ever hardly see it.
Wait, what's it called again?
M stevia.
And yeah, and how is it different?
It's different in that it's very naturally processed.
Hmm.
It doesn't have that. I don't like stevia. It has that after kind of a wane to it.
Yeah.
This doesn't have that. And it's just the, you know, but again, you won't see it hardly anywhere because it's really expensive. Partially put like into, you know, soda pop or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you somehow managed to make kratom, which traditionally has a very, very bitter taste, palatable, which, you know, I actually just shoot it straight out of the bottle. And then there's always like a little bit of I give it a good shake. I always fill the bottle with water afterwards and shake it again and chase it just to get every last little drip of goodness out of the bottle. The pineapple juice, is that for the vitamin C?
It is, yes.
Okay. And then the coconut cream, you briefly alluded to the fact that that's basically allowing for better delivery of the lipid-soluble compounds. Because I know like mitragynine, one of the primary active alkaloids in kratom, is fat-soluble. Is that what you're trying to do to get it across the blood-brain barrier?
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. That's basically the reason people put, you know, C8 or MCT oil or coconut oil or butter or ghee in their coffees, is to carry a lot of the bioactive fat-soluble compounds like the coffeestalls and the colloids across the blood-brain barrier, which is why when you blend your coffee with fat, you feel it so much more than black coffee. So that's probably another reason why I feel this more than I would normally feel like kratom or kava. And I don't know if there's lipid-soluble compounds in kava as well.
I'd like to say again, I was smart enough to do that by grand design, but I was just mimicking again what the natives have been doing. And then after the fact, I figured out that actually there is science behind it.
Anything else in there aside from pineapple, coconut cream, M. stevia, kava and kratom.
That's it.
Now, when I saw coconut cream on there, I emailed you because I a lot of times work out in a fasted state, and I do a lot of fasting, and so I'm always kind of like questioning how many calories are in something and whether it's a complete, you know, a side speed bump in terms of total number of calories or whether I actually need to worry about it. And so when I saw coconut cream on there, I'm like, oh, am I drinking like 100 calories before I go work out? But you said it's what'd you say? It's like 15 calories.
It's 13 calories.
13 calories.
It doesn't take very much. There's just a tiny amount in there, just enough to jack up the bioavailability.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, it seems to work for sure. And so when you take a shot of this, about what time of day do you think most people are benefiting from taking this? And have you found that it impacts sleep at all?
Most people, after doing it a while, gravitate towards, you know, what I'm doing now, which is I'll do a half a shot when I wake up in the morning, and I'm 59, getting ready to be 60. And it's like, you know, I was 18 again. I mean, it just, I get up and I'm, you know, ready, like you said, ready to go work out. Then I'll do another half kind of late mid morning, just to really, you know, charge deeper into work. And then I'll do one, you know, right after lunch, and then one late afternoon, and I'll power through, you know, a 14, 16 hour day, just like the laborers do in Southeast Asia, and not only do it, but, you know, do it with a smile on your face.
Yeah. I've found if I take it any closer than about 4 hours prior to bedtime, I've got too much energy at night. So I usually won't take a shot after about 4 PM or so. So that's what I found to be the sweet spot personally. And then I've also found, like, for taking it, especially before workout, usually I find, like, it's crazy how fast it hits your system. It's crazy. Like literally, like, I feel it within a couple of minutes, but it seems to really peak at about 20 minutes. So I'll usually time it about 20 minutes before I hit the gym. And at that point, like, I have to get myself out of the gym because it's one of those things where I just won't stop pushing when I use this stuff before a workout, which again, like, you know, workers in Southeast Pacific using this for long 14 to 16 hour work days in the sun. Now I understand they aren't combining it with kava. I think that addition is just, unless they are, if I'm incorrect, let me know. But then adding the kava just gives it this, like, slow, stable, euphoric bleed that's even more amazing.
Yeah, and the other thing that, you know, I'd never really had good sleep, or at least not since I remembered, and I'd done sleep studies and all that. I, you know, and I didn't really tie the two together, but when I started doing this, I started having, you know, wonderful sleep. Even more interesting, I started having vivid dreams. And I know they say we all dream every night, but we don't remember it. I don't really ever remember having dreams, period. But I have incredibly vivid dreams.
No kidding.
All the time. And I actually have had hundreds of people report that to me.
Huh. I haven't really noticed much on the dreams, but, you know, I have pretty good dreams just about every night. So maybe I didn't really have anything to fix in that department, or my pineal gland is okay or something, but that's really interesting. I'm wondering what the mechanism of action would be. Probably something to do with the GABA, you know, or a shift in sleep architecture from some of those neurotransmitter or dopaminergic shifts that it's making. But that's super interesting on the sleep component. Yeah. Huh.
If you have anything that you think of on that I'd like to know, you know, what's going on there, because it's, at first I thought maybe it's just me, but, you know, I've literally had now hundreds of people reporting that.
Yeah, we have a lot of people listening in who will try this. So if you go to the show notes, leave your comments if you're tracking your sleep and you've noticed much, because, you know, that's pretty interesting. I'd love to hear some feedback from people on that component as well. Now, in terms of one thing that I think some people have struggled with kratom would be a little bit of like a nausea, a little bit of gut upset with using too much kratom. And usually the fix for that, actually, because I did some research on this, is peppermint oil. Like if you get any type of stomach upset at all, you put a few drops of peppermint oil and you rub that on your stomach, or you put a few drops in a little bit of water and you drink the water, and it seems to just absolutely crush any of the stomach upsetting effects of kratom. But one thing I notice is if I use Feel Free and then I have a big meal, like I would not do this before like Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, because I've noticed if I have it and I have a big meal after my... I get like some stomach upset after. Have you experienced that?
I really have it myself, but I've never really had any issues to speak of with my stomach. Yeah. My wife is just the opposite. She has a very sensitive digestive system.
Yeah.
And what she's discovered is that she'll do a smaller amount. She does like a third of a bottle. And then she has about a half of a bottle of Bio-K with it.
Oh, the Bio-K yogurt, the probiotic? Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's interesting.
And it seems to, she has no problem with it then.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing I should mention is I have talked to a lot of other people who are beginning to use this. It seems like this, every health influencer I talk to, like I'm getting a text from somebody, they're like, have you tried this feel free stuff? I'm like, yep, I have. And they often, many of them, especially like the smaller people or the females, they'll do like half a bottle instead of a full bottle, which is probably important too, because let's not beat around the bush here, JW. Like I've also had people say, this is like how much per, cause it comes out. If you order a box of it, obviously we have a pretty hefty discount code for folks, but it's not inexpensive. If you think about it from an energy drink standpoint, what's it come out to per bottle? It's like $8.
So from a subscription standpoint, it's $8 per bottle. But what we recommend for people to do is to do it a half a shot at a time. That gets you, two drinks for $8 basically.
Yeah. For me to invest in basically the equivalent of 1.5 lattes to absolutely destroy a workout or a day of productivity. Like I tell people who say, well, you're doing CBT and melatonin and magnesium before bed every night, that adds up. I'm like, I would pay happily for the entire rest of my life, $20 for a good night of sleep. I'd pay that every day of the week. I give you $20, you give me an amazing night of sleep, I'll do it. I give you $8, you let me crush a productivity day or an amazing workout, I'll do that every single day. So I realize it seems expensive, but it's all relative. Like compared to your juice at the cold press juicery that's $16, or your 4-hour energy drink that's not doing any of this for you in terms of the stable euphoric energy for $4 or $5 or whatever those are. I don't think the $8 is that big of a deal. If you order bulk though, by the way, do you save it all on this stuff?
The best deal is the subscription, which again is the 96 per case, which is 12 bottles.
Okay. Got it. And there, we have a discount too, isn't it? Like it's what's our discount? Ben 40?
Yes, it's Ben 40.
And that, is that 40%?
It's 40%. Yes.
That's significant. Okay. So I'll put a link in the show. You guys can go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/feelfree and code Ben40. 40% is a lot. Thanks for doing that. I, when you send me a discount code, I'm like 40, really? That's great for my listeners, especially for people who just want to try this out and see if it actually works. Isn't Kratom not even legal in 6 states though?
It is not. Kratom has a very interesting history in the U.S. And the basis of it, again, is all this synthetics and extracts that are, like I said, really more about getting high. In 2015, the FDA actually was able to get it classified. So it became federally illegal. Within about a year and a half, hundreds of thousands of people had started talking to congressmen, and a lot of congressmen that were actually using it. They overturned it. Congress did, which is the only time in history that that's ever happened for anything. But in the interim, there were 6 states that passed state laws mimicking the federal law, and those states never removed that law from the book. So that's why you have it being legal federally, but illegal in 6 states.
What if you live in one of those states? Can you order feel free, or are you not able to order it?
You're not able to.
What are the 6 states?
It's Arkansas, Wisconsin, Alabama, Rhode Island, Vermont.
I think you listed 5, but I'm sure people could easily look up is Kratom legal in their state and find out. So you just have to order it to a friend, I guess, or get a different address. And so in terms of legality, do you foresee that Kratom is going to have an uphill battle, or do you think that it's one of those things that's getting looked on more friendly?
That's the beauty of it is, and I think this is kind of, we're seeing this more macro groundswell of adoption of plant medicines.
Yeah, you mean like psilocybin and things like that?
Yeah, yeah. And even now the psychedelics. I think people are waking up to, that a lot of these synthetics, medications, not always good for you long term. So So they're looking for alternatives. You're seeing the same thing with kratom. Six states now have passed kratom regulation, which sets standards for, you know, testing for contaminants, and it, you know, outlaws, you know, the high concentration extracts and synthetics. There's 30 more states that's working through the process. So, you know, within the next few years, you should see, you know, a lot more states that, you know, that have regulation in place, which I believe is the, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think in this case, regulation is what's needed.
Yeah. Well, with all the issues with the metals and the way that it's extracted and stuff, it seems prudent to me, because obviously it could be dangerous if it's not of the right variety and not extracted in the right way. And you guys mentioned you actually do testing on the heavy metals and any chemicals, any deleterious compounds that would be in the kratom or the kava strains that you use.
What we do is, you know, we found that you can't always rely on the testing that's done overseas, unfortunately. So when we bring it in, we retest it, you know, the base active ingredients, and then we also then test again after it's bottled to make sure that there wasn't any other contaminants that were introduced. And, you know, that's probably overkill, but I'm consuming this stuff daily myself. I want to make sure that it's right.
It's important. And like I mentioned, with my own testing, I haven't seen any deleterious issues pop up. You know, 2 days ago, I had a flight back from Phoenix and I took a shot of Feel Free and a shot of ketone esters because I don't like to eat when I fly. I just think it presents sometimes an inflammatory scenario. At least in many cases, I try to avoid eating too much when I fly. So I took a shot of Feel Free and a shot of the ketone esters at 4. Did the whole flight, got home at 11 p.m., unpacked, worked, took care of a bunch of business until 1 a.m., still wasn't hungry, still was just like flying high. I took my CBD and melatonin and hit the sack, you know, woke up at 6 a.m. the next morning feeling fantastic. But again, like the use cases for this stuff and the things you can combine it with. I mean, we talked about vitamin C and the lipids and then kava and kratom already being in the compound. But then, you know, I've had fun experimenting. Like you got to get your hands on, I don't know if you've used ketone esters before for appetite, Jared, to shift you into a state of ketosis. But man, like doing a shot of ketone esters, I even put this on Instagram at one point as like a really good 1-2 combo for just crushing a day where you don't even want to eat. Shot of ketone esters, like the HVMN or the ketone aid ketone esters with a shot of this Feel Free. And oh my goodness, like you got to be careful because sometimes you forget to eat and you work so hard and you crush your workout so well that, you know, I would imagine long-term you might lose too much weight or push yourself too hard. But, you know, I'm having fun just combining this with stuff and figuring out what it stacks well with. And it just, I mean, any nootropic I've consumed it with, it just seems to amp up the effect like twofold at least. So, you know, again, like I keep pinching myself that it's so good. And, you know, I realize this almost sounds like a giant commercial for your product, but you know, whenever I find something cool, I like to share it with people. So it's pretty interesting. Are you tinkering with anything else at Botanic Tonics, your company, in terms of like other products that you want to make?
I've got, a couple other formulas that, I've come up with. One of them is more of a sleepy time, formula, and the other one's more of a even more energizing, formula. Mm-hmm. Don't plan on launching those until sometime next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for the energy formula, we should talk. Cause I would like to see you experiment at least with taurine, with bioparine, black pepper extract, and then magnesium 3-8. Those would be super interesting to amp up the energizing components, especially when it comes to the interaction with kratom. So there's a lot of fun stuff that you could experiment with, I bet. In the meantime, though, what I'm going to do is I'll put our link to this stuff, or people can go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/feelfree. Again, we got a code. It's Ben40 is the code. JW, anything else that you want to share with folks about Feel Free or any other things that we haven't covered about the product or best use while I have you on the call?
Yeah, I think the one thing is, you know, when you Google, you know, kratom, there's a, you know, pretty bleak picture painted But again, the basis of all that is the extracts and the synthetics. I keep going back to, in the native populations, when it's consumed and it's fully formed, it's been consumed for, a long, long time, and nobody's really had any issues. Mm-hmm. It's just when we got a hold of it and messed with it like we did with coca leaves and cocaine that it became, another issue. So I'm glad to see the regulation happening that is going to help control that. The other thing is, people will ask me if it's addictive. And my response to that is that from my experience, anything that makes you feel good is addictive. That's probably not the right question to be asking. The right question to be asking.
Coffee is pretty addictive last time I checked.
It's, if I consume this on a regular basis, is it doing anything harmful to me? That's the part, that I talked about earlier that I, really focused on, because like you bring up, when you ask people, is coffee addictive? And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, well, have you ever tried getting off of it? Because most people, once they get on it, never get off of it. Cheese is another example. I mean, cheese is extremely addictive.
Yeah, wheat triggers a lot of the opioid receptors. And that's interesting, too, because kratom is often used as a way for people to get off opioid-based painkillers. And it's been incredibly successful. I suspect there might be a little bit of pharmaceutical interest in limiting the availability of kratom or painting a bad picture of kratom just because it's so effective as an alternative to opioids. And the idea of it having a bad rap, I've seen that too. I've had a few people reach out to me after getting Feel Free, and they're like, "I just realized kratom is in this. Have you looked up kratom?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, it depends. You could get an herbicide, pesticide laden strain of weed. You could get coffee chock full of mold and mycotoxins, or you could get like pure clean organic coffee and wonderful cannabis. It's like full spectrum grown organically, and so it always depends on the source." So, but I will vouch for this stuff, and it's incredible, and I like it, and I appreciate. I told you this when I met you, JW. I said thank you for making this stuff because it's definitely made life better. not that life sucked before, but anytime I find something that's like a keeper for me, I thank whoever came up with it. So thank you.
That's what makes it all worthwhile, hearing that, and I hear that. On a regular basis every week. And that's, back to the, original part of my backstory. That's what I figured out is really what, for me, what life's about.
Yep. Well, what I'll do again is I'll link to all this. If you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/feelfreepodcast, you can go to the show notes. And if you want to order this stuff, just go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/feelfree. The code is Ben40 over there, and I think you're really going to like it. And you can leave your comments, your questions, your feedback, the impact on your sleep architecture, if you have any feedback for that, so that we can take a deeper dive into what's going on there. In the meantime, JW, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, I'm Ben Greenfield, along with JW Ross, signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Have an amazing week. In compliance with the FTC guidelines, please assume the following about links and posts on this site. Most of the links going to products are often affiliate links, of which I receive a small commission from sales of certain items, but the price is the same for you, and sometimes I even get to share a unique and somewhat significant discount with you. In some cases, I might also be an investor in a company I mention. I'm the founder, for example, of Keon LLC, the makers of Keon-branded supplements and products, which I talk about quite a bit. Regardless of the relationship, if I post or talk about an affiliate link to a product, it is indeed something I personally use, support, and with full authenticity and transparency, recommend in good conscience. I personally vet each and every product that I talk about. My first priority is providing valuable information and resources to you that help you positively optimize your mind, body, and spirit. And I'll only ever link to products or resources, affiliate or otherwise, that fit within this purpose. So there's your fancy legal disclaimer.